Well, it is Monday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time, and we're still in that summertime. And this particular weekend at St. Anthony Parish, we had a missionary priest. So I don't have a homily for you today. But what I thought I'd do is I'd play for you last year's homily from this time. Granted, the readings are a little bit different, but the message is still apropos. So it's an important thing to reflect upon. And as we look at that, we remember we're going to get back to our regular schedule next week. So obviously not today because we're here today, but a week from today, we will begin the regular homily over the weekend and we'll continue on our week. So you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Marlston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just a reminder that tomorrow at 7 o'clock at 43 Holton Street, which is the address of the parish and the rectory, we're continuing our discussion group and we're going to be discussing the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas. Without any further ado, here is last year's homily bringing you this from St. Anthony Parish.
Jesus calls us to treat the kingdom of God in today's gospel like the man seeking the pearl of great price. This passage is from the Gospel of Matthew, which is written to Jews. Therefore, what Matthew writes of Jesus' words, he knows that Jews will receive within the context of their understanding of what we call the Old Testament and what they call the Hebrew Scriptures. The Hebrew Scriptures cited the greatest treasure to be the wisdom of God. So that when Jesus is talking about selling everything you have for this great treasure, many in his audience at the time would recognize that Jesus is talking about the wisdom as the greatest treasure. This is divine wisdom, wisdom from on high. So it's not necessarily human wisdom, but that which comes through the work of the Holy Spirit into our lives. Now notice what he says, this is the greatest treasure. That is because when we act on true wisdom, we drive our lives by it and stake our future on it. True wisdom is that which leads us to seek that which we can't find through any other source of inspiration. True wisdom seeks that which may appear strange to those rooted in human wisdom. True wisdom leads one to value what is most important and reject the rest. And this is what Jesus teaches us. True wisdom is something that we receive when we open ourselves to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example of what God will reveal that you cannot find on your own. I got to renew my subscription to Biblical Archaeology Review this week, and so I got some access to some older issues that I wasn't able to check out earlier. There's a fascinating article that reveals something about Moses that you might not recognize right away. Moses was, unbeknownst to him, a Hebrew who was adopted to be an Egyptian in the Pharaoh's family. We know that he killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew slave, and for this he was exiled from Egypt. And he ended up in the mountains, and of course it was there he met God. Amanda Mabuvi, who was an assistant professor of religion from North Carolina, taught that Moses' history gave him a unique perspective that allowed him to carry out God's work. He understood Egyptian culture from the inside and was adopted into the Hebrew culture and the mountain culture. And so therefore, all these cultures came together, and so he understood what maybe the average person wouldn't. Further, by reading the Bible, you will see that Moses had encountered God. Now let me tell you a little bit of wisdom for you. St. Teresa of Avila teaches this. If you ever meet someone who has these truly powerful encounters with God, do not be envious of them. God gives them these powerful experiences because they will suffer terribly. And the reason for the powerful experiences is to carry them through the suffering. So, Moses, with his history, encounters God in the bush that was burning but was not being consumed. This experience gave him further wisdom on which to draw when he encountered Pharaoh. Further, when God is speaking to Moses and telling him what to say to Pharaoh, Moses understands what is happening to a deeper level than you and I obviously do because of his incorporation with Egyptian culture. Dennis Prager, in the book on Exodus in his Rational Bible series, explains that every plague that Moses must communicate to Pharaoh represents one of each of the gods in the Egyptian religion. And their greatest god was represented by a lamb, which the Hebrews sacrifice and eat at Passover. So Moses recognizes something that you and I do not. God is doing an in-your-face to Pharaoh and to all the Egyptian idols to demonstrate to the Hebrews that the one true God is the one freeing them from Egyptian slavery. He is teaching them a wisdom that if they hold to it, he will use it to bring salvation to all humanity. There's a profound teaching there that demonstrates further why we must pursue the wisdom of the kingdom of God as a treasure hunter seeks the pearl of great price. Because that wisdom is greater than anything we can find anywhere else. Divine wisdom teaches us not only to act in a certain way, but to understand in a way that is profoundly beyond what we can understand on our own. I often tell the story of the bosun's mate chief, who was screaming in my car as I drove him back to the ship, obviously when I was in the Navy. He was not screaming at me, but at the work of some shipbuilding engineers who had failed. He had just finished visiting a ship in emergency dry dock. It was there because it hit a storm and almost broke apart off the coast of Oregon. What happened? Well, when they designed the ship, they did not put in an expansion joint. And just like you see in a bridge, ships need expansion joints because of the change in pressure and the physical forces that affect the metal as it expands and contracts during the year or during the time. There was no expansion joint, and the ship hit a storm and started to break up off the coast of Oregon. Fortunately, it weathered the storm and got back to port. I remember him railing that the poor sailors spent the whole night during the storm bailing the ship out, trying to make it stay afloat. He was railing against the people who were trained in engineering who did not understand the need to put in an expansion joint. I still remember him yelling, "The sea is the most powerful natural force on earth." He was a bosun's mate chief. At best, he probably had a high school diploma, but he had years of experience that gave him wisdom that the engineers did not have. He understood the error. Divine wisdom is like that. It leads us to seek in our own prayer and seek it and seeking Christ to help us to understand the world better than we can on our own. We need to tap into it and to act on it. We can see in the news every night what happens when we don't. So yes, a suggestion for this week is spend this week praying for more divine wisdom. After all, you can never have too much.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And of course, don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Where you can check out our website, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, you can send us or check out the archives of the show, you can sign up for a Substack newsletter, you can do all those kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, we continue our discussion series tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at 43 Holton Street, and if you need to look that up, that's also, you can go to CatholicAudioMedia.com and you can click on where it says Parish, and you'll see St. Anthony Parish. You connect to St. Anthony Parish at 43 Holton Street. We'll be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow night discussing different aspects of certain teaching belonging to St. Thomas Aquinas. In the meantime, we're going to be back pretty much on schedule starting tomorrow morning at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's one of our programs, that's St. Anthony Overnight, and the other program, of course, is the one you're listening to right now, The Voice of St. Anthony, both of which you can hear, they're done alternately at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So if you were to tune into and listen to today's program, the next program, because it works itself backwards, would be this morning's program and all the way back. So it would work from that perspective. In the meantime, we hope you are enjoying these programs, and do keep in mind that you do have a standard invitation to come to the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday mornings. That's a regular invitation. What do you call that? A standing invitation to come to the 10 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And of course, don't forget, on the website, you'll see the notes from the homily. So if you have any, you see those notes, you have any input after going through the reading and say, you know, I wonder if Father thought about this for the homily, consider putting that in a little note. You can go to Input for Homily is one of the tabs, and you can send us your reflection for the readings for next week. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow morning on WEZE between midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and right here on WROL at 3 in the afternoon, and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.